Hey, you're now listening to the Freshman Experience with Sid. Hey guys, just a little bit about my show before we get started. So each week I will have a different guest, and my guests and I will spotlight a broad-based freshman topic, whether it's about starting this new chapter or even where on campus they serve good coffee. We will answer questions and give tips, as well as share personal experiences and give frequent campus updates. My goal is to not only target other freshmen and transfer students on campus, but to target the entire campus community to share information, make them not feel alone, and mainly give the podcast a kind of we're going through this together vibe with a pandemic thrown in the mix. At the beginning of each podcast, I'll spend about 3 to 5 minutes introducing each guest for that week with general questions. Then we'll do a quick icebreaker so you listeners can get to know a little bit more about not only the guests of that week, but me, your host, as well.
So without further ado, this week, to start off the pilot episode, I have my roommate.
Hi!
As I said before, my name's Sydney. So I'm from the Adirondacks, a little small town called North Creek, right by Gore Mountain. My major is broadcasting and mass communications. Right now, I live in Cayuga, fourth floor.
Hi, I'm Micaiah. I'm her roommate. I'm from Rochester, New York. My major is sociology. I'm also in Cayuga because, like, I'm her roommate. Duh, obviously. My Insta. This Kaya Reed _. Let me tell you how it spells because, like, you probably don't understand it, but it's K A I A R E I D and then an _. But then, anyways, I don't have a Twitter because I don't know how to use it. But if you want to add me on Snap, go ahead. It's Mikaya Reed 9. It's M E K A I A R E I D, then a 9.
We're just going to start with a little icebreaker, just a little this or that. So I'll start and I'll ask her a few and then she'll ask me a few. So, okay. Oh, deep sea or outer space?
Outer space.
Beach or mountain?
The beach.
Train or plane?
Plane.
Yoga or running?
Running.
And how about water or milk?
I mean, I'm lactose intolerant, so I guess I'm going to have to say milk. Coffee or tea?
Tea.
Salty or sweet?
Sweet.
Day or night?
Night.
Halloween or 4th of July?
Halloween.
Comedy or drama?
Comedy.
And Steve Urkel or Kimmy Gibbler?
Who are these people?
You don't know Steve Urkel?
Maybe I do. I'm going to go with I'm gonna go with Kimmy Gibbler.
Okay.
For this pilot episode, we're just gonna get into how we got here and how we met.
Why did we choose Oz? So I guess I'll go first. Basically, my junior year, I was looking at colleges with my guidance counselor and I came across this one and she goes, that's a reach school. Like, you should, like, you can apply, but, like, I don't think you'll get in. Like, straight up. I was like, oh, okay. So, I mean, and I fell in love with the campus. I looked at it online and it looked like everything. And it was really far from my family. So that was another box checked. And I didn't get a chance to tour because of COVID, but I would have in the spring. But when I got here, it was beautiful. And it had my major. I was really looking forward to getting to work with a lot of the equipment and stuff and try and, like, kind of figure out what I like. So, Micaiah, why did you choose Oz?
So, I chose Oz because it was either between Brockport or this one. And when I had to make the final decision, I had to tour the campus with my dad because, you know, he wanted to see it too because he knows Brockport because he used to go there. But at the end of the day, he knew that he really wanted me to go to Brockport because my brother goes to Brockport and he went to Brockport. But when he toured this campus, he's like, yeah, I feel like this campus is like you. And I agreed with him. So that's how I chose Oswego.
Yeah. Okay. So as the time got closer, you know, after I put my deposit in May, you know, I'm about a week or two out and I'm really feeling that, like, I really want to go. Like, I'm a little nervous and scared. Like, we had FaceTimed a little bit before, and I was really excited to meet her, so I know I'd have at least one friend out here. I actually have another friend, a kid in my class, come out here too, so that's a shout out to Slayer, who is also here. So I knew I wasn't going to be super alone, but I was also nervous like everybody else. Yeah, you want to tell them how you were feeling, I guess, a little bit before coming?
I was excited. I was just like, you know, since senior year for us looking like it this year, I was just excited to go to college because maybe, you know, I'd have like a lot more freedom because I was just trapped, you know, home because Corona. Yeah, I was just excited. I had to FaceTime her because, like, I did not want to just, like, text her because that's just kind of, like, weird, you know?
Yeah.
You want to hear, like, the full experience.
Just want to listen to my voice.
I just wanted to hear her voice. I thought her voice was, like, very soothing to hear, too.
Oh, my gosh. And so, obviously, with this year being different with COVID, we couldn't have a orientation like normal freshmen do. We didn't come out for a weekend in July and get to tour campus and look at all the classrooms and stuff. So we got to do modules. Did I do them? Yes. I thought I wouldn't be allowed on campus if I didn't do them. I was a little nervous about that. Did you do all the modules?
Yes, I did all the modules.
Yeah. When I got here, I found out a few of the girls that I met, like, didn't do any of them, and they were doing them, like, in their dorms the first week we were here, and I was like, wow, like, that's interesting. I finished all mine. And just, yeah, it's so our orientation experience was a little different, but it all worked out. When I got here, even though I went through the virtual tour online, I still felt a little lost. This little segment I like to call What I Wish I Knew a Few Weeks Ago. So the day before I came, I said goodbye to a lot of my friends, and, like, more specifically, my closer friends. So I spent that entire day kind of just sobbing, and, like, even though I knew I'd see them again, and I was upset. So when I woke up, I had, like, crusty puppy eyes, and I just had a big headache, and I had to wake up at 6 to start packing the truck to come out. I wish I knew a few weeks ago not to cry the entire night before. And so I get here, and it's super hot, and of course with masks and stuff, it's not very hard to breathe. It's just very sweaty underneath. So, and I get up here, I'm on the fourth floor too, so it's super hot because heat rises. And I moved in the day after my roommate, which
was kind of scary for me because, like, I've always, like, had my own room. Like, I've never shared a room with anyone, but the fact that, like, there was a bed right next to me that was empty my first night, I was just like, it feels so weird. Like, I didn't go to bed until, like, 6 that night. It was just weird.
Yeah, I share a room with my sister at home, so I was pretty used to, like, sharing things and stuff. But I felt bad because I moved in the day after. I moved in Saturday and she moved in Friday. And she brought the fridge and I brought the fan. So I had the fan. So the first night she was really hot. And
I wasn't hot. I was literally, like, toasting.
Dying. Yes. So, here's a good question. Do you think you overpacked or underpacked now that we're all settled?
Both.
I definitely overpacked. I don't think I forgot anything. Like, when I got here, like, I had the opportunity to go to Walmart and stuff to get a few things. Like, I was going to get a TV stand, but because these rooms are so small, like, I just got little boxes to, like, put the TV up on. So it kind of went on top of my desk. But, and I grabbed a few, like, school supplies and stuff. When I got here, though, like, I didn't meet her for, like, the first hour. So I was here alone and my dad had left and I was just kind of, like, unpacking things everywhere. Her side of the room was all neat and I was just, like, stuff was everywhere. So a little bit before she came back, I almost started crying because it was really hot and I was frustrated. Then she walked in with 3 girls and I automatically had 4 friends, so that was fun.
You're welcome, thank you.
it was
quite the experience because you're
like, we're coming up now. I was like, we?
Who's we? Like, I was already nervous to meet you, and now to meet 3 other girls.
Why were you nervous?
I was nervous.
Dude, I'm literally, like, 5'2".
I know.
I have nothing
to I had to look down.
Oh, that's so nerve-wracking.
Yeah. Did I expect the room to look like this?
I wasn't.
No. The picture they give you online for Kayuga, for the room, it's a bunk bed. So, of course, it looks like there's more room because the beds are stacked. In my childhood, I had a bunk bed, and I did not enjoy that. So we were not about to bunk our beds.
Oh, here's a story. So when we were on FaceTime, we were talking about these rooms because, like, we did not want to be here. We thought we were going to be on the lake side of the campus. We're on the west side of the Waterbury campus. But anyways, we were looking up pictures of what our room was going to look like. And I'm like, this is the saddest room I've ever seen in my life. But we put some character into our room.
We did.
And I feel comfortable in here. Looks could be deceiving sometimes. Don't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was judging this room, and I'm fine. Like, I'm breathing. I'm doing great.
Yeah, it's pretty cozy, and I don't feel very smushed either. I feel very comfortable. We have LED lights now.
Yeah.
You know, I have a nice, comfortable bed with my mattress topper and pad. Very, very nice. And I'm sure a lot of other freshmen can relate. Actually, it was our, so we get here and it's called orientation week. We got, so the freshmen and transfers moved in first before the upperclassmen. And that week, one of our friends, JC, her bed is on like the top notch. And so it's a little like lofted. I originally, before this whole COVID thing and they stopped lofting beds like up high. So it's like a top bunk and then your desk can be underneath. I wanted to do that to have a little more space in the room. And I was ready to climb up and down it every night, even if I was in pain from walking all day. So our friend JC's bed was like that. And we wanted our beds like that. So one night she came up and helped us move it. And we decided to start with Micaiah's bed.
Big mistake.
Yeah, big mistake. So one of her, like, I don't know what it's called. Just one of the pieces of the bed was, like, already pre-bent. And we, like, we got it out. And then we went to, like, move it up and put it back in. And it wouldn't go back in. So long story short, she had to sleep on the floor. We went to an RA and she called everybody she could. And she had to sleep on the floor. And then the next day, I was a little nervous to do mine, so we actually went to Walmart and got a mallet, because with Micaiah's bed, like, room maintenance had to come and, like, be on her bed, so I went and bought my own, and then my bed was perfectly fine, so, and now we are content with our room.
Okay, so I met one girl named Kira. Shout out to Kira. I don't know if she's ever going to be on this, but shout out to Kira. I met her on a group chat for Facebook and then, like, on Snapchat. And then, like, we became friends on, like, how our names were so different. So, that's how I started talking to Kira. And now, like, Kira basically lives here. She's not in here right now. She's just across the hall. But, like, she's
close.
She's really close. Like, she lives one floor below us. But, yeah. Like, that's how I became friends with Kira. Then I became friends with JC right after because Kira was also friends with JC before school, college, classes started. So, yeah. Then I just walk around with Kira and we just say hi to people and then we just became really good friends with, like, other people too. So, like, here's some advice. If you're going into college and you're just afraid of making friends, just walk around the campus and say hi to anyone and, like, start a conversation with them.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get, like, their snap or, like, their phone number if you're feeling, you know, frisky. And you can become friends with them. And yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, I would have to agree. I followed them around the first few days and just kind of stood back. And I watched our friend group grow larger because one of our friends right now, her door was just open as they were moving in. And Kira screamed hi and they walked in. And now we're all friends getting bagels all the time.
She was playing music that me and Kira liked, so we went into their room, and then we became friends with them.
Yeah, just friends, and you just have to remember that everybody's really open their first few days here, too. Like, you know, nobody comes out here with a group of friends, and if you do, I don't know. I like making new friends. It's fun. And, yeah, so, and touring campus, so, obviously, I didn't get to tour it with like a real tour guide. I just basically walked around with my large group of friends. Little tip for walking around campus your first few days, because you're going to want to walk around and scope out some cafes and just maybe even your classes if you have your finalized schedule. Bring some good walking shoes or invest in some Vans and a skateboard, because I have a penny board now and I had Vans previous to coming here, and it's pretty great. I mean, I'm no Tony Hawk, but I can get around. And if I get scared, I just jump off. So thank you. That was our origin story. And you're basically all caught up to now. We are now almost to our fourth week. So at this time in the podcast, I would usually go through Q&As that I post on my social media. So I'm going to use that time right now to promote that. So earlier I gave you my Instagram, but again, it's just Selick_Sid. And I'll just be posting like Q&As, polls during the week, and feel free to swipe up or DM me with any sort of question. DM me your stories. I can tell them anonymously or not about your freshman experience. DM me tips, advice, DM me anything, comments. I want to hear what you guys have to say. So I would spend this segment in the podcast just talking about what I got and sharing stories and giving more advice. And you guys can also give me topics to talk about in future episodes, and I will very much take those into consideration, because I want to talk about what you guys want to hear. So you could tweet me at Sydney Selick. You can email me at sselick@oswego.edu. And you can DM me or respond to my Insta story at Selick_Sid. That is the third time I've given my Instagram.
That means you should follow it.
And also, yeah, maybe you want to follow it. Maybe you want to like a few of my posts. And yeah, follow Makaya too.
If you want to, I don't really care.
Yeah, I mean. And yeah, so that's all we have. Next week, we're going to get into the whole starting this new chapter. And hopefully I'll have some stories to share, some comments, some tips, some advice. And I will have different guest. So thank you, Makaya, for joining me.
You're welcome, Sid. See you tonight.
Yeah, I will see you tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in. And don't forget, wear your masks, wash your hands.
And listen to your mom.
Hey guys, it's Sid. Just want to remind you to subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts.